fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hi-yo, Silver!
In a camp hidden in the hills outside of Grayson, the Lone Ranger waited for his Indian companion, Tonto, who had gone to town to have his horse Scout shod at the blacksmith shop. Finally, the Lone Ranger walked toward his great white stallion, Silver.
I'll ride toward town to meet Tonto and Scout.
As the masked man started to mount, a shot rang out. A few minutes later, the Lone Ranger stirred. Then he struggled to his feet, and leaning on Silver for support, he gingerly placed his hand to the crimson line across his temple, where he had been brushed by a bullet.
Oh, my head. This horse, I must have been riding, fallen off. Be all right in a minute, but I can't remember. If I can manage to mount, go somewhere. Easy, fella. Have to ride on. I'll find water. Must find some water first. Get up, fella.
For a moment, Silver stood uncertainly. Then, sensing that something was wrong, but used to obeying his master, the faithful stallion started from the camp at a slow pace. It was almost 2 hours later when Tonto returned from town and pulled to a stop in the deserted camp.
Oh, Scout. Oh, fella. Easy, Scout. Easy, fella. That plenty strange. Lone Ranger not at camp. What matter, Scout? Oh, me here now. Lone Ranger coming back, maybe.
Oh, Silver. Oh. Easy. Steady, big fella. Easy.
Kemosabe. What matter? Your clothes all wet and red streak on temple.
I'm all right now, Tonto.
You tell what happened?
I was here in camp. getting ready to mount Silver to go meet you. Then there was a shot. I felt a terrific pain in my head.
Me see where bullet creased temple. And then what happened? You chase man who shoot?
I don't know.
You not know, Kemosabe?
No. The next thing I knew, I was wading in the river with Silver beside me. I came right back to camp. I don't remember anything that happened between the time I was hit when I found myself in the water.
You not remember? That heaps strange.
The impact of the bullet must have caused a temporary loss of memory.
Kemosabe, how long you gone from camp?
Well, I remember the sun was still high when I started to mount Silver. Now the sun is setting. It must have happened about 2 hours ago at least.
Oh, that not good. Oh,
what do you mean?
Me bring bad news from town.
Bad news?
While we wait for scout at blacksmith, me hear plenty shooting. Much excitement.
What happened?
Me find out. Bank get robbed.
The bank robbed?
Them say masked man on white horse and wearing white Stetson hold up bank.
Someone impersonating me.
Me meet posse coming back along trail. Them track outlaw to river. Lose trail there.
Oh. Well, after I'm rested, perhaps we could... Tonto.
Me know what you think, Kemosabe. And me know you not do it.
But when I came to my senses, I was in the river. I don't remember anything that happened during those 2 hours.
Now, you not worry, Kemosabe.
But I can't prove I'm innocent, even to myself. I'll never rest easy until I'm certain who robbed that bank.
That night, the Lone Ranger fell into a fitful sleep. His was a mind that had always been clear-thinking, quick, decisive, compelling. Clean living and clean, forceful thinking had made him a legendary figure, noted for his courage and integrity. Never before had his brain had to cope with uncertainty concerning his own actions. As the Lone Ranger slept, vague thoughts ran through his dreams. Finally, he awoke, exclaiming,
I can't remember. I can't remember anything.
Kemosabe, you have dreams.
Tonto, I was dreaming. I'm trying hard to remember what I did.
Me go bring some herb tea. You drink it. Then you sleep better.
Thanks, Tonto.
You not try to remember now. You get rest. Then maybe we find who fire shot and who robbed bank.
I'll not rest until we do.
The following morning, the Lone Ranger and Tonto made their plans.
You sleep good? After you have tea?
Yes. Now we'll make up for lost time.
And what we do first?
We came here because of two robberies that have taken place in Grayson recently. The person who fired the shot at me may have had something to do with them.
Not right.
I was sure no one knew we were here or why we came.
Me not savvy how anyone know.
Since someone impersonating me robbed that bank yesterday, I'll disguise myself as a rancher and appear without my mask.
And then what you do?
I'm going to town and talk to the banker. Perhaps I'll learn something. Help me with the disguise, Tonto, and we'll head for town.
Later that morning, the Lone Ranger, disguised as a rancher, left Tonto at the edge of town and rode to the hitch rack in front of the small wooden building that served as a bank. Before leaving camp, Tonto had rubbed a moist yellow clay over Silver's usually glossy white coat, making it the shade of a palomino so as not to attract attention. The Lone Ranger pulled to a halt.
Oh, Silver. Oh, easy. Steady, big fella.
Help you, mister?
I came to see the head of the bank. Is he here?
Oh, Mr. Niles? Well, yes, he's in. Just knock on that door back there.
Well, thanks.
Come in.
I understand you're the head of this bank, Mr. Niles.
Yes, yes, that's right, I am. Come in. Have a chair, sir.
Oh, thanks.
New around here, aren't you?
I hear you had a little trouble yesterday.
Sure did. Got robbed of a big amount of money. Not going to happen again, though, I can promise you that. Well, mister, if you want to open...
I hear the outlaw rode a white stallion, wore a black mask and a white hat.
Yes, you have it straight, mister. And in this territory, we all know who that description fits.
Oh, who is he?
A masked hombre called the Lone Ranger, that's who. Of course, I always heard he helped the law. But this proves he's nothing but another crook.
Have they picked up his trail?
Well, he headed for the river west of here. Oh. Then he managed to cover his tracks. My cashier, John Delroy, went to Pecos yesterday on business. On the way back, he ran into the posse and rode back to town with him. John says the outlaw must have had a hideout along the river somewhere.
Oh, too bad the posse didn't catch him. But it meant a lot to me if they had.
Oh, you mean you have an interest in seeing that Lone Ranger caught, too?
The crook who robbed this bank yesterday has done me a lot of harm. In fact, he robbed me, too. Oh, you seem sure he'll not attempt another robbery. What makes you so sure?
Well, that's what John Delroy said last night.
Really?
Yep. You see, John is smart. He has a way of knowing things somehow.
Where is he now?
He's right out there. Call him in. Oh, John. John Delroy, come here a minute.
Be right in.
I want you to meet a newcomer. Oh, I didn't get your name, Mr.
Just call me Smith.
Mr. Smith, meet my cashier, John Delroy.
How do you do?
How do you do, Mr. Smith?
Oh, Mr. Smith is interested in the masked outlaw. Seems the army robbed him, too, once.
He's a smart hombre, Mr. Smith.
You seem to know a lot about him, Delroy.
Yes, I've heard a lot about him.
Don't move. John, what are you doing?
Why the drawn gun, Delroy?
Because I've decided that the mask outlaw has come back, Mr. Lone Ranger.
What? The Lone Ranger? What is this, John?
What gives you the idea that I'm the outlaw who robbed the bank yesterday?
Don't hedge. I know you're the Lone Ranger. The whole town knows he's the one who robbed the bank.
Oh, ridiculous.
Of course it's ridiculous. He can't be the Lone Ranger. This man came here...
I don't know yet just why he did come here, Mr. Niles. But I aim to find out.
Now look here, John. You owe this man an explanation. And in my opinion, an apology.
What gave you the idea that I'm the person you say I am, Delroy?
The Lone Ranger is known to be a tall man.
Both of you are as tall as I am, if that's the only...
Oh, wait. I was outside when you rode up.
Oh?
I heard you say, "Whoa, Silver." The Lone Ranger calls his horse Silver, a big white stallion.
Does my horse look white to you?
After you came inside, I took a minute to inspect that horse close up. I found he really is a white stallion, mister. You did a good job of disguising both yourself and your horse.
Now, hold on, John. You could be mistaken about it.
If I'm mistaken, I'll apologize later. Right now, Mr. Niles, I suggest you go to the sheriff and have him come over here.
Well, I...
Go ahead, Mr. Niles. I'm not afraid to face the sheriff.
I'll send someone after him.
Oh, you'd better go yourself. He's exciting the others about this. I'll keep him covered here until you bring the sheriff back with you.
Well, all right. I'll be back with the sheriff in a few minutes.
You seem mighty sure of yourself, Delroy.
I reckon you're surprised to find others can outsmart you.
Oh, no, not at all. Though you aren't as smart as you think you are, or you wouldn't stand there with your back to the rear door.
Oh, that's an old stall, mister. But I'm not going to fall for it by turning around. I'm keeping my eyes and gun right on you until I'm sure...
Good work, Tonto. I was afraid to hear the door swinging open.
Me see him look at Silver. Oh. Know him suspect. Then me bring horses round back. Me listen at door. We go now, pronto.
Well, I'd like to...
Men coming, Kimasabi. We hurry.
They'll be shooting from that doorway in a moment. Easy, steady.
Easy, fella. Easy, fella.
Come on, Silver.
Let's count.
Curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. We'll be right back. to continue. The Lone Ranger in disguise was faced by John Delroy, who held a gun on him, saying he knew his identity. The banker Niles went for the sheriff. With Tonto's help, the Lone Ranger escaped just as the sheriff and others arrived. The masked man and Indian threw off pursuit by covering their tracks. Finally, when certain they were safe, they slowed their horses.
Easy, Silver. Easy, boy. Easy, fella.
What we do now, Kemosabe?
When we reach camp, I'll remove this disguise while you get the clay off Silver. Then we'll break camp and find a new site.
You think they'll find way to camp?
Yes. I'm convinced John Delroy is the one who shot at me and who posed as the Lone Ranger to rob the bank.
Why you think that?
The banker told me Delroy was certain the Lone Ranger wouldn't come back or be caught. That means he thought he'd kill me yesterday. He knows where the camp is, and he'll bring the sheriff there.
Why you not get word to sheriff about Delroy? You carry note to sheriff from Padre.
I have no proof against Delroy, Tonto. I know he supposedly went to Pecos on business yesterday, and he conveniently met the posse at the river on his way back.
Lucky them not find you at river then.
Yes. Delroy did rob the bank. He must have left the loot in a hideout somewhere near the river. Got to find some way to trick him into going to that hideout. To have the sheriff catch him red-handed. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, town.
A short time later, the two men broke camp, and with Tonto at his side, the Lone Ranger, wearing his mask, rode his silvery white stallion along the trail.
We'll back trail a short way, Tonto. Then we'll hide in an arroyo near the trail and watch the posse ride by. I want to see if Delroy is leading them to our former campsite.
And there, arroyo to left, Kemosabe. We ride down there, maybe?
Yes. Come, Silver. Come on.
I'll follow.
Easy, Scout. We shouldn't have long to wait.
Isn't that right? We able to see trail from here. Them not able to see us?
Well, if they do see us, I think I hear the posse coming now.
We hear them.
Quiet, Silver, quiet. Delroy isn't riding with a posse.
Plenty strange.
Yes. That gives me an idea, Tonto.
What that?
We'll ride to the outskirts of town. I'll wait in hiding for you there while you go on to the bank.
Me go to bank?
Yes. Delroy didn't get a look at you. We left so fast, I'm sure no one else did.
What me do at bank?
See, Delroy. Tell him you couldn't locate the sheriff, so you came there to the bank. Easy, said he'd be caught.
Got easy, fella.
I'll tell you what else to say as we ride toward town. Come on, Silver.
Come on, Scout.
Sometime later, Niles and Delroy were talking in the office at the bank.
The way that stranger got the better of you, John, I'm almost inclined to think he is the Lone Ranger.
Well, I feel sure of it.
Yet I still don't see how it could have been the Lone Ranger who came here. Just doesn't seem possible.
What I don't understand is why you...
Wait a minute. Come in.
There's an Indian here, sir. He seemed to have news about the cash and gold that was taken yesterday.
What's that?
Send him in.
Yes, sir. Right in, Redskin.
Me not find sheriff, so me come to bank about stolen money.
Yes, yes, what about it? Speak up, Indian.
Maybe me find where outlaw hide bank cash, up river. Me come ask where sheriff.
The sheriff rode toward the river with a posse a while ago.
Oh, then me go find sheriff.
Wait a minute, tell us what you know about the stolen money.
Me only tell sheriff. Me go now, try find posse near river.
Now wait, Indian.
Adios.
Wait, just... Confound that close-mouthed redskin. I wonder what he found out.
Maybe he knows where the outlaw's hideout is. Maybe this is a chance to get that Lone Ranger after all.
The Lone Ranger waited behind some large boulders near the edge of town. Soon he heard Tonto approaching.
Oh, Scout, oh, fella. Easy, Scout. Easy, fella.
Did you see Delroy?
Me see him. Him in office with other man.
That must have been Niles, the banker.
Two men, them about same size.
Yes, that was Niles. And then what happened?
Me tell them story. Them ask question. Me tell them me go find sheriff and posse. Then me leave.
Good. We'll keep close watch now. In a few minutes, I expect Delroy to ride out of town and head for the hideout to move the stolen bank funds.
Him think maybe me go for sheriff and posse. To lead him to hiding place.
That's the idea I hope he has, Tonto.
Kemosabe.
Yes?
Rider come from behind row of buildings. Him ride to left the trail.
He didn't come down the main street. Can't tell from here, but it must be the one we're waiting for. We'll take the chance and follow Easy City.
Big shot, easy, fella.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up. Come on.
For some time, the Lone Ranger and Tonto followed the horsemen at a safe distance until finally they came to the river. They saw their quarry about a quarter of a mile upstream, riding in the shallow water along the riverbank. Unhesitatingly, they entered the water and followed.
Why you think him riding water?
Along this section of the river, Tonto, the bank rises into a steep bluff. His hideout must be just offshore, under the bluff.
River trail run other side bluff.
Yes. The posse rode up this way yesterday. They'd have missed such a hideout. Look, he's turning toward the shore now. There's an old shack built against the bluff on the river bank. Oh, Silver.
Kimasabi. Looked like white horse alongside shack.
That could have been the horse used in the robbery. Might also mean someone's waiting there. Otto, since we haven't seen the sheriff and posse up this way, they must have gone downstream. Find the sheriff. Tell him what we suspect. Ask him to come here with his men. Give him this note the padre wrote to identify me.
Me get sheriff. Get him up, scout.
After Tonto left, the Lone Ranger urged Silver forward cautiously until he came to a ledge-like strip of riverbank under the bluff, a short distance from the shack. He turned from the water onto the strip, then stopped.
Oh, Silver, oh. You said to be close. I'm close enough to stop anyone from leaving that shack until the posse arrives. I'll wait here and...
Reach, mister, and quick. Thought you'd sneak up on us, eh?
You did take me by surprise.
We saw you coming around the bend yonder, so I came out the back way to give you a reception. The boss wants to see you in the shack. To start walking. I've heard of that trick horse of yours, too. So see that he stays where he is, or I'll plug him.
Be still, Silver. Quiet, boy, quiet.
All right, now get going. Reckon this time the boss will make sure he gets rid of you for good. Yeah, got him cold, boss. Here he is.
What? This is a surprise. Niles, the banker.
So now you know. This time I'll make sure I shoot straight.
I owe Delroy an apology for suspecting him.
Delroy's a fool. I've got this gun pointed right at his heart, Bill. While you're behind him, drop his gun to the floor with your free hand.
Yeah, right.
Good. Now keep your gun at his back while I the bags of cash and gold from under the floorboard. There's plenty here for both of us, Bill. And here's the mask and hat I used when I rode your white horse, Bill, and posed as a Lone Ranger.
So far, so good. Now what, Niles?
First, I'll put a couple of bullets in you. Then I'll have a look under that mask of yours.
Afraid to remove my mask while I'm alive?
No, not afraid, just cautious. I've heard of your smart tricks. I'm taking no chances.
No?
No. I'm smarter than you think. We leave you here, dead. I'll take the loot back in my saddlebags and hide it in town.
Go on.
I'll lead your white stallion back to town and turn him over to the sheriff. I'll tell the sheriff I tracked the Lone Ranger here and shot him in a gun duel. I haven't been suspected of the other robberies. There's no reason why I should be suspected now.
If the sheriff sees my white horse, he might get ideas, Niles.
I've thought of that too, Bill. You ride over to Pecos and wait there. They'll search for the loot, but it isn't going to be found. In a few days, I'll meet you in Pecos and divide the loot with you.
Bill, don't tell me you're fool enough to think he'll meet you in Pecos to divide the loot, as he says.
Don't listen to him, Bill. Of course I'll meet you.
Even so, you're not so smart, Niles. This man knows your secret. You pull that bank job alone, and he knows it. He can blackmail you the rest of your life.
Not if I get what's coming to me.
Look, Bill, I'll keep him covered. You put up your gun and carry those bags outside.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, wait a minute. I got two of them. I'll come back for the other two.
Wait a minute.
Hey, you took my gun.
That's right, Bill. Now drop the bags.
But why did you...
Drop the bags, I said. You know, Bill, what the masked man said set me to thinking. You'd be the only one to have the goods on me, so I'm changing my plans.
Well, what do you mean?
I've got to get rid of you, too.
Oh, well, no. Now, wait, Niles, you can't. Niles! Oh.
Now, for you, Mr. Lone Ranger. And this time, I'm not going to miss. Oh!
Kimasabi, you all right?
Yes. feel better with my guns, though.
This Indian met us just a short way down the trail. We sneaked up on the shack and saw Niles shoot down that hombre. I'll see if he's alive.
Niles robbed the bank twice before. Then he posed as the Lone Ranger. Double-crossed me.
He fainted. Got a bad wound. But he'll pull through all right.
Oh, he was lying, Sheriff. I swear it.
There on the floor with the bank loot is the mask and hat Niles wore when he posed as me, Sheriff. The white horse he used is outside. This wounded man will be a witness against him.
Niles, you're a dirty, no-good coyote robbing your own bank and attempting to commit murder. This clears you, mister.
Well, thanks.
Even if I hadn't received that note the padre wrote, I'd heard about you and that mask. So I don't need to ask any questions about that. I'm sure glad to find out you didn't do it, I can tell you that.
I'm very glad to find out for sure myself, Sheriff. Well, Otto and I'll see you again sometime. Now that the robberies are solved, we'll head south. Adios, everyone. Come on, Toto.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hey, Sheriff. What did the masked man mean when he said he was glad to find out himself that he didn't rob the bank?
Darned if I know. I've heard you can't figure out what he might do next, so I reckon you can't figure out what he'll say next either. No, sir, there's just no telling about that Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Enterprises, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.